Hi guys, we're on the back roads of Arkansas on a gorgeous day, and it is just breathtaking out here. I just love these back roads. Today, I'm going to talk about a familiar story that you can find over in Luke chapter 6. It's about when Jesus meets up with the wild man that lived in and among the tombs, that the town people would come in and chain him up, and he would break the chains. And Jesus set him free by casting out the demons that were in him and had them to go into the pigs. And oh, this man was a different man. And so the town people come in, and by the time they got there, they saw this wild, crazy man with clothes on and sitting at the feet of Jesus. And he was completely, had his mind where it ought to be, and he was normal. He was just, everything about him had changed. Now Jesus is getting ready to leave, and this man begged to go with Jesus. And Jesus said, no, don't go with me. You stay here in town and you tell everyone all the good that God has done for you. And the man did. The man stayed at home, and he told everybody he came in contact with all the good things that Jesus had done for him. And not only did he tell them, but it was obvious they could see a change in him, that he was a completely different man. You know, we can learn a lesson from that. What a change it would be in our world. Not only that people could see a difference, but we would talk about how good God is to us. Such things as, wow, today I was almost in a bad accident, but God protected me. Or I went to the store and I can't believe how my money was stretched. It was one bargain after another. And I just believe that God just showed me where all these bargains were. I just want you to know that God gave me a promotion at work. He's so good to me. If we would give God credit, if we would praise Him instead of wringing our hands and complaining and worried and buying into what the news says, and when others are buying into it, that we have no hope. We give them no encouragement. We need to brag on our Heavenly Father and tell others all the good He's doing in our lives. I want you to read that story, but concentrate on Luke 6:39. And until next time, sweet dreams and night-night.